Welcome to Authority Engine, your guide to accelerated business growth through podcasting. Now here's your host, Ben Kruger.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to another episode of the Authority Engine podcast. I'm your host, Ben Kruger, the podcast marketing guy, and I'm dedicated to helping you record, engage, and convert through your podcast marketing and becoming the go-to authority in your field. Let's get into it. All right, today we've got Gary Leland back on the show, round three. We've had him on a couple times to talk about his social media syndication strategy, and we've had him on again to talk about some of the other ways that he uses podcasting as a really powerful promotional tool. But today we're going to be talking about how he has leveraged his podcast and his various media outlets to grow an e-commerce business that does over seven figures. So yes, that is correct. You heard me right. Gary does big numbers with his e-commerce, and he drives most of his traffic, if not all of it, from his podcast and some of the other media things that he does. So you'll hear all about that in today's episode and how he recommends you go about it if you're interested in driving e-commerce traffic from a podcast. So he's really, really sharp. Obviously, he's been seeing some amazing success with it. So this is going to be a fantastic episode. Excited to dive in. But before we jump in, today's featured podcast is called Well-Traveled Wellness. This is a brand new show. We actually just helped launch it for Jake Schuster and Rowan Remington, and I'm really excited. This is a show specifically about maximum performance with minimum fuss when it comes to a physical and mental performance angle. So these guys are well-studied in the science of athletic performance and physical performance, and they're bringing it to the high performance business realm. So if you're a business person, as you know, many of us are listening to this, and you want to get the maximum performance out of not only your body, but also your mind as you're working and as you're going through your day to day, is a fantastic podcast for everything wellness related, from diet and exercise to general mental and physical wellness. And really excited about the new show. You can check it out, welltraveledwellness.com. Okay, sweet. Let's dive in. Really excited, Gary, to jump in, and let's just do it. Let's go. All right, Gary, we've got you back on the show. I'm really excited, as always, coming back for round three. And we're going to be talking about how to use podcasting as a marketing tool specifically for e-commerce businesses. So there's not a whole lot out there that are really using it in this powerful of a way. And that's why I wanted to have you back, Gary, and chat about that. So Gary, welcome to the show. I'm excited to have you here.
Oh, and I can't say this enough. Every time I come on here, I have a good time talking with you. We're becoming old buddies quickly.
It's amazing how that can happen pretty quick when you're just hopping on the phone and chatting with people for a little while. So, or I suppose more accurately, the mic. So again, Gary runs, I think it's safe to say, a softball empire over there, e-commerce empire down in Texas, and he's got a physical location as well as multiple websites. He runs a few podcasts that really pack a punch, and he uses now podcasting and a social media as a combination to really drive that traffic for his e-commerce store. So Gary, can you give us a 30,000 foot view of kind of what your e-commerce business looks like and how your podcasting fits into that?
Well, as you said, I have a physical store, and we started out with the website. We didn't want a store, but people would see our mailing address on our website and they come knocking on the warehouse and say, is there a store in it? They have a sign.
They demanded a store.
It was weird. And so we finally, I'd say you could come in, but everything's in boxes. So finally I said, okay, make this warehouse into a store. And we spent a whole weekend making it into a store. But we do the shipping out of the back. And we have a network of websites, I guess would be the way to say it. That's the easiest thing I can think of to say it. People go to sportjunk.com.
I like network. I also like empire. Like, it just sounds so like you're just dominating this whole space. I love it.
Well, I do have a lot of sites in the space. and the good thing about the way I do it is, and I don't know if this is answering your question or not, but, you know, I have a main website and I have satellite websites that sell the same products, but they just come up differently. They sell maybe one product, as I was telling you, for bat tape. You know, of course, bat tape is on my main website, softballjunk.com, but I also have bat tape.com, and that's all that's on it is the same bat tape. You search bat tape on Google, well, bat tape.com comes up probably like number 8, where softball junk's not in the top 10, you know? So it's the same, it's stocked in the same box. It's shipped, the orders come out the same printer. It goes, UPS picks it up at the same time. So it's no effort to run an extra website. It reads it out the same database. Our database, when we put something in there, we decide what sites we want it to show up on. And so it just pulls. The only thing extra anyone's done is click the button and say, put this on bat tape.com.
I love it. And as far as the show goes, so then through your podcast, you specifically, or where do you drive people from your podcast then? So I know you've got a lot of these satellite sites so they can kind of help you show up in Google more and just be more out there. So, you know, people can find you.
The main places I drive them to on my podcast is softballjunk.com as a whole, you know, because it does have the biggest variety for them. And then my podcast, I also have a magazine for the iPad and iPhone that you have to pay to subscribe to. I drive them there. Mm-hmm. That's my other commercial. I have 2 commercials in every show, and I drive them there for that one because that magazine, all the ads in it are for my stores. They're actually paying me $12.95 a year to see my magazine with all my stores' ads in it.
Beautiful, beautiful. And is that magazine, I assume, softball related as well?
Yeah, it's the softball magazine. It's the Fast Pitch magazine. That's the other thing we push them to is that, because that gets us immediate money, you know, if they subscribe and they see all our ads that are in there and go to our websites. But it's amazing how many people buy back issues at $2.95. I sell a ton of back issues. I've had 20 issues out now. But that's the other place I send them is to my magazine. And I think we'll be out on the Android within the next month. But right now it's just available on iTunes products.
That's fantastic. So can you talk a little bit about, you know, specifically with e-commerce, what's really been successful as of late is picking a niche and just really going to town on that very specific niche with your e-commerce stores, or at least, you know, from the little research I've done with e-commerce, that's how it seems to be working really well right now. Can you talk a little bit about how kind of podcasting in that niche space, it really kind of go hand in hand so that you can back that up with your e-commerce store?
Yeah, that's a good question, because I really am in a niche. Not only am I softball, I'm in a niche that is fast pitch softball. Not only is it fast pitch softball instead of slow pitch or all softball, it's girls fast pitch softball, so not even men's. So, you know, when you get to sports, girls fast pitch softball is pretty much a very small part of it. But here's the beauty of that. I mean, this is what is so great about that. I mean, and I've been doing it a while, so I've known this and realized this, and I guess maybe a lot of people are starting to figure this out. It is very possible to dominate and take over a niche that is that small and use it how you want for marketing your product. You could never take over the niche of baseball, competing against ESPN and ABC Sports. But a niche as small as mine is, a small niche like you're talking about, you can dominate that niche as the media site for that niche and build a loyal brand audience that likes your shows. And if you're selling something, wants to do business with you because they like what you're giving to them.
That's fantastic. And so with that as well, I know one of the big fears, everybody gets all worked up about this one, is if I niche down too much, will I exclude everybody? And go ahead and tell people how many downloads you get.
Well, one of my videos now is over 200,000. I've had 2 million downloads just on YouTube of my videos, which are my podcasts. I put my video podcasts on YouTube, too. You'd be an idiot not to. I've had millions of views on my audio podcast. I mean, I don't know how many. I haven't looked in a while, but I'm sure it's over 1 million. on my audio podcast. But that niche, there's a lot of people. I don't care how small a niche is. This is a big country. I've been seen in 105 countries, I think, now around the world. It's a big world. That's, I mean, amazing. There's nothing wrong with a niche. You can build a loyal audience in a niche and make a lot of money. You know, if there's 5,000 people that are loyal to that niche, and that's all the people that were in the world, and you had every one of them loving you, you could make some serious cash off those people.
Absolutely. And not only, so, you know, obviously you can kind of help lead that industry. You can step in there. You can make a pretty penny, but you can do it in a way. And of course, to be successful, you'll have to do it in a little bit of a way that it provides a lot of value for that area. And if you are providing whatever it is, you know, whatever your products are in your e-commerce stores, you're definitely going to be that person that is providing that value, that's providing those, you know, valuable products to help people get there. So I love your approach, Gary. I mean, you're obviously crushing it. You've been crushing it for a while now. So can you talk a little bit about when people come to your e-commerce stores, what the difference is between, you know, you were talking before you did a lot of AdWords and now you rely almost solely on the podcast and social media. Can you talk a little bit about whether or not you've noticed any difference in the type of people that come to your site or the kind of that engagement level from, you know, your previous AdWords days to kind of now more the podcast and social media days?
You've kind of caught me off guard there, so I'm going to have to think for a second.
I do get
comments now from people. Well, I'd say the easiest way to tell it is whenever there's a return or an issue, they address it to Gary. You know, hey Gary, this wasn't the size I needed. How do I send this back? So it's really pretty obvious. I mean, a lot of the returns are addressed to me, and my name's not like on there. It is, but you'd have to dig and find it. It's not like anyone's like, oh, that was Gary's website I just went to. So I see a lot of that, you know, as far as personal comments when they send in messages. Or if people send a message going, I want to make sure these are in stock, even though it says it's in stock, they want to make sure it's in stock before they order it. They'll address it to me. You know, Gary, are these, you know, as though we're friends. And, you know, and that's what I call the TV project is people see you or hear you and they build a relationship with you, even though you've never met them before. That's what happens to movie stars. And that's why they're freaked out all the time. You know, someone comes walking up to them and they're best friends with them and they've never seen these people before, you know. And it's the TV effect, and that's what I call it. And that's what happens here is you get the TV effect. They're sending emails to me personally about their stuff, you know, through Softball Junk's website. But they're to me, dear Gary, you know, but we've never met. And I don't know who they are, but they have that relationship or that bond with me that they've come through from the website there.
Yeah, and you were saying just at a recent event, you ended up taking a lot of pictures with softball players and even signing some autographs because of that celebrity status there.
You know, I've been for the last few years having people come up to me and just say, you're Gary who does the Fast Pitch TV show, right? And they go, I just want you to know I love your show. You know, I've had that happen at the College World Series several times over there, but this year it went to a new level where I was walking across the parking lot one time. I was going out to get my camera out of my car, a lens I left in my car. I said, I'll be right back because we were in the press row area. I said, I'll be right back. I'm going to grab that lens real quick. I came back 30 minutes later and, you know, my intern who was there was like, where have you been? And I was like, I got stopped and had to do photo ops. You know, and I promise you, I must own that one time, done 25 photos with people, you know, kids, players, parents, coaches. Once it started, it was like the gates opened because it was kind of weird. It was like, oh, he is taking pictures. And we are, you know, I don't even know if they knew who it was. But yeah, no, they didn't. So I take that.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
It was kind of weird how that happened. I was not expecting that. It was really kind of caught me off guard.
I love it. So I think with this episode, we've kind of, dug into e-commerce and how podcasting can be used for that. But well, thank you, Gary. Really appreciate you coming on. I'll see you in Austin.
Dallas.
Maybe we'll meet up in Austin somehow too.
Yeah, we'll go to South by Southwest together, man.
Awesome. Thanks, Gary. This has been such a fantastic interview. I really appreciate your time, Gary. And I know those of you listening out there that are interested in starting a podcast to promote your existing e-commerce business, this is a beautiful example and case study of how it can be done. I'm really excited about what Gary's been able to do. You can learn about his full website and check out all of his stuff at fastpitch.tv. That way you can see kind of how his e-commerce business works, how his podcast fits into that. And that's what I encourage you, if you run an e-commerce business, that is definitely something that you can do for yourself. Start seeing those big numbers like Gary. This has been episode number 62. So you can grab the show notes as well as the downloadable guide for this specific episode, how to promote an e-commerce store with podcasting, at authorityengine.com/62. That guide will walk you through all of the actionable steps that we talked about in today's episode. So it's a fantastic download if it's something that you're wanting to implement for your own self and for your own business. So I'm really excited about that. That'll be a lot of fun. And I really appreciate everybody listening in. And I want to remind you to go out, record your killer content, engage your audience, and convert those listeners into paying customers. I'm Ben Kruger, the podcast marketing guy, and you've been listening to the Authority Engine podcast, where I'm dedicated to helping you grow your business using the power of podcast marketing every Tuesday morning. See you back next week, folks.